Hello, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. I am Tarina, your host, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. I am so happy to be here with you guys again today. Today, I want to talk about spiritual maturity. And I want to give you some tips on how you can deepen your relationship with God. In this season of my life, I feel really good about my relationship with God. Not all seasons are like this. Some seasons, I feel like maybe, you know, things are a little distant between us. And mostly it has to do with my own fault, you know, my own reasons, and life just gets maybe hectic and chaotic. And my prayer time or Bible time or just intentional time with God has maybe not been the best. I will say that this podcast helps me so much because I literally, you know, am motivated to read the word and listen to other preachers and things because I want to bring you guys amazing content and I want to hear from God so that I can impart this knowledge of Him and who He is and what He's expecting from us as followers and His promises so that I can bring His promises to this podcast. And so with that being said, if you're feeling a little distant from God in this season and you're wanting to mature spiritually and deepen your walk with the Lord and your relationship with the Lord, this episode is for you, my friend. So for those of you who do not know, I have a 14-month-old daughter and she is absolutely beautiful. She's growing and learning new things every single day. It's really miraculous when you get to see it day by day, minute by minute, how she just grows so spectacular, so miraculously and wonderfully. And I'm just so grateful to God for her. She is our miracle baby. If you don't know, if you didn't hear about my story, go back and listen to my Faith and Fertility podcast episode. And you can also go check out my Miscarriage to Miracle podcast. If you are someone trying to conceive naturally after miscarriage, I got some great content over there. So Kaylee is her name. She is our miracle baby and we love her so much. What amazes me is that each month she gets smarter and more independent. So this amazes me, but in a weird way makes me sad. But in the same way, like, I want her to be independent. So it's wonderful, but there's a little sadness there. If you're a mom, you know what I'm talking about. Your baby's grown up. So first I want to talk about how when she was really little, we all, if you're a mom, you know this. If not, maybe you still know this. When she was younger, she only needed milk. But now that she's 14 months old, she has matured and she needs more than milk to survive. She went from saying coos and babbles to now some of her words are recognizable, like up and hot. And she actually knows and understands a lot of things. And it's so amazing. She can no longer survive and grow properly on only milk, and she can no longer continue to only coo and babble because she has matured and she knows so much more now. And once you know more, you can do more, because this is how God designed us: to grow up, to mature. And this is exactly what He expects from us in our faith. I want to read to you from Hebrews 5:13-14. It says, "Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." In other words, since we know better, we have to do better. And I say this all in love because there are a lot of things that I have to work on daily too. We all do. And I don't believe these verses are to make us feel bad, but I believe they are a reminder and they're an encouragement that Now that we know more about God, about the Bible, about Jesus and what he's done for us, and these are just in that what he's done through our testimonies and through our lives, these are just things that we cannot keep to ourselves. These are things that we must begin to tell and teach and preach and create this ministry, whatever you want to call it, but we must move in the calling and purpose and plan that God has for our lives because we are maturing spiritually. I believe that we have a great and mighty calling on our lives. All of us who are coming to the Lord or wanting to know more about the Lord, craving to walk with the Lord in any way, shape, or form, we are called to live this life that serves God and loves people, and loves God and serves people. And we can't let our old ways of thinking, old patterns of behavior, hinder our growth. We must get rid of all the things of the past that were holding us back from being our true selves in the Lord and move forward in the new and what God has for us. For example, old behaviors that don't serve us may be anger. Maybe we had issues in the past, or even now, maybe with anger, rage, bitterness, jealousy, pride, drunkenness, sexual immorality, addictions, and so many other ways of living that do not represent Christ-like behavior. And I believe God is calling us into a new season where there are these things in our lives that don't serve us, behaviors, patterns, ways of thinking. And maybe it's not anything that anyone would consider bad. Maybe sometimes you just think a little bit more pessimistically, and God is calling you to think more positively, more hopeful. So God is trying to mold and shape our character into who he wants us to be to represent Christ. We can never be Christ, we can never be God, but we can represent him by letting go of behaviors that don't serve us and they don't serve God. So we have to let it go. God wants us Christians who have been calling ourselves Christians for a while now. Okay, so not speaking to those new in faith, things may be different for you. You're still, you know, testing the waters. You're still trying to figure things out. And you're still learning yourself. I get that. But for those who have walked this walk for a while, God is calling us to represent Christ-like behavior in this season. He's calling us to be more like Jesus. And that is the very foundation of building our relationship with the Lord. When we start, the first step really is to start repenting for all of those things we know that are not serving us and they're not serving God. And then begin to move towards him and not run away from him. So we got to move in the direction of healing and peace in our minds and letting go of those things that no longer serve us. And this is a daily thing. May not be overnight. This may not be something you can do right away, but this is something God is calling us to do day by day, to build our relationship with him and to build our character so that we can represent Christ wherever we go. And I believe God is saying it is not just about what we shouldn't do. So I believe that level one, repenting, getting rid of the old stuff. But maybe you're at level two. Maybe you're on this episode and you're like, you know, well, Tarina, I've done that a long time ago. I've let go of a lot of behaviors that are not serving me or serving God. Okay, so maybe you're on level two then. And level two is this: God cares about our character. He's calling us to build our character and how we should be acting in everyday encounters. He wants us to have the fruits of the Spirit. And I'm gonna be honest, I feel like I'm at level two. So first we let go of some things, and now we gotta chase after some things and grab hold of some things and embody the fruits of the Spirit. Because when we have these fruits of the Spirit, it is obvious to everyone around us that God's presence is with us. It is sad, but very true, that people turn away from the faith because they are around someone who calls themselves a Christian, but maybe they don't embody anything godly. So the non-believer or lukewarm Christian or whatever state they may be in, sees no reason to follow Christ when we do not embody the fruits of the Spirit. But on the other hand, when people see that we as believers embody these characteristics that are uncommon and rare in this world, people begin to inquire about God because the love and light of Jesus will shine through us. Galatians 5:22 through 23 tells us the fruits of the Spirit, and the fruits of the Spirit are the result of His presence within us. People are going to see the results of God's presence within us. And what these results are going to look like is that we're loving. So we have this unselfish concern for others. It's going to look like joy and inner peace that's unexplainable, that even when we're having a difficult time, we remain peaceful, joyful, happy. That's going to get people's attention and say, "Ooh, what kind of God does she serve?" Patience. So not the ability to wait, but how we act while we're waiting. Are we complaining every day about when is this going to happen? Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Or are we patient saying, the Lord will provide. I know the Lord is coming. I know He will make a way. I know God is on my side in this waiting process. How are we waiting? Because how we wait represents God if we're showing other people that we can wait and still have joy and peace while we wait. Another result of having God's presence within us is that we're able to be kind when others aren't kind to us. We're able to share goodness even if nobody shares goodness with us. We're able to be faithful when everyone around us is being unfaithful. We're able to be gentle when everyone around us may not be gentle. We're able to be self-controlled and disciplined maybe when no one else around us is self-controlled or disciplined. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. Many people today do not have these characteristics because we're in a broken world. Let's just be honest. But when we, as seasoned Christians, begin to intentionally make every effort to live by the Spirit and not the flesh, we can truly begin to help and serve those around us and be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can feel closer to God. Some of us longtime Christians, including myself, sometimes we get so caught up in what is my purpose? What does God want me to do? Am I doing enough? And recently, I want to give credit to Rick Warren because in The Purpose-Driven Life, he said this. He said, "God is much more concerned about our character than our career choice. He is much more concerned about who you are as a person than what you choose to do with your life." And I know this is a hard pill to swallow because it is for me too. Because sometimes I'm crying out to the Lord, "God, am I in your will? Is this the right purpose and plan you have for my life?" And I'm just going back and forth about it. And this scripture really spoke to my heart and said, like I believe God sometimes is like, you're going crazy about the wrong things. You're worrying about the wrong things. I believe that sometimes when we get so caught up in worrying about what is our purpose, we forget that God sometimes will say, it's not about that necessarily, but what it's about is I'm molding and shaping you in your character into the woman of God that I'm calling you to be. And I will use whatever means that I can use. So if you want to get that job, get that job. I'll use that to shape your character. If you want to start that business, start that business. I'll use that to shape your character. God is a wonderful God because He gives us freedom to choose. And then He uses our freedom to choose to help shape us into the person He wants us to be. And so thank you, Rick Warren, for that reminder. I believe sometimes we want God to reveal to us this grand purpose. And a lot of times, let's be honest, it's to make money or become well known. But God doesn't care about any of that. God wants us to be of good character. That's his number one priority, I believe, is helping us to become believers and Christians of good character and be able to embody the fruits of the Spirit no matter what situation we are in. It is way more important to God that in whatever we do, our character represents love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when we can master this in most days, in most circumstances, you know, because we're not perfect, we're going to fall short now and then. But in most cases, in most circumstances, when we can truly master this, then we will be working towards spiritual maturity, feel closer to God, and make a positive impact on the lives of so many. The last scripture I want to read to you, it says this, Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So that's my encouragement, friends. If you want to draw closer to God, if you're ready to mature spiritually, level one, get rid of the old, get rid of the behavior that's no longer serving you, and step into the fruits of the Spirit. Every day, strive to represent Christ-like behavior through the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Thank you, friend. If this episode has helped you, encouraged you in any way, please share with a friend. And I thank you so much for listening to this episode. I want nothing more but for you to improve your walk with the Lord, mature spiritually, and deepen your relationship and walk with Jesus. Okay, friend, God bless you. Cling to his promises and don't let go. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.